Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This music opens the new film called Lion, based on the remarkable story of Saru Brearley, who at the age of 5 is accidentally separated from his family in India, grows up with an adoptive family in Australia, and as an adult finds an unlikely route back to his original family. Let's just say that Google Earth is involved. So is this moving soundtrack, co-written by Dustin O'Halloran and Hauschka. Hauschka, real name Volker Bertelmann, is the German composer and pianist whose work ranges from electronics to duets with the renowned classical violinist Hilary Hahn. He's been with us before. Volker, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
And Dustin O'Halloran is probably best known for his award-winning theme music for the TV show Transparent, but he's also half of the post-rock band called Winged Victory for the Sullen. And Dustin, it's good to see you again as well.
Good to be here.
Now, both of you guys have done film and TV work on your own. What was it about this project that required both of you?
Well, it was actually the director, Garth Davis, was visiting a show of mine in Melbourne. And after the show, we had a chat, and he said, would you be interested in scoring the movie? Because I think your music fits very well to the first half of the movie. But I'm thinking, because it's two films, I'm thinking of the second half of some, like another composer. And I said, who is it? Because I was feeling like if it's somebody that I don't like, maybe that is not working. And then I would say, man, I would love to do it, but not, I can't do it. Because these films are very, I mean, you have to get very deep into, you know, the picture and into discussion. And if it's somebody who has no big ego, that's very helpful. Mm-hmm. So, and then he said, no, I'm already considering Dustin O'Halloran for that. And then I said, man, I mean, Dustin and me, we know each other for over 10 years, and he's a very good friend, and, you know, he was at my wedding. I mean, we know each other very well.
Well, that's, you know, Dustin, it's interesting that Volker refers to it as two films. Did you guys approach it that way?
Well, Garth always talked about it as sort of two stories with a binding in the middle, but obviously it's connected, and it's
right.
it goes through linear time, but it also deals with spiritual time, the pull and the connection that he feels with his family, and you feel that in the beginning and the second half. And this is Garth's first film, which is amazing.
Right.
I mean, it's so impressive for a first-time director, and I think that as he was putting it together, he was also figuring out what his film was, and his initial idea of sort of these two stories that are connected quickly became a sort of, we were dealing with two timelines, spiritual mm-hmm. timeline and then the linear timeline of what actually happened.
So the first half of the film is set in India, and we watch young Saru as he makes his way, you know, through a kind of thicket of obstacles, you know,
yeah.
to the point where he can be adopted and sent to Australia. And then the second half is adult Saru,
right,
who strangely finds himself suddenly remembering India.
And, right.
But so the idea of, Volker, you would do the first half, and Dustin, you do the second half. Is that actually how it panned out, or did you end up doing all of it together?
No, in the end, it was impossible, because in a way, I would say the general longing in the movies, in a way, the same.
Yeah.
You know, we started maybe to divide a little bit the cues, but at some point we felt like some of the material that I was bringing in the process and that Dustin brings in the process, we felt like it's maybe nice to combine it.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so the story hinges on this young boy. He's out with his older brother. He climbs onto a train that's not being used.
Mm-hmm.
He falls asleep. Meanwhile, the train has left the station. It's out of service, and it goes like 1,500 kilometers away before he can get off the train.
Yeah.
And this is the music for that scene. And then I want to ask you guys how this was put together. This is from the film Lion. So that's some of the music from my guests, Dustin O'Halloran and Hauschka, a.k.a. Volker Bertelmann, who co-wrote the musical score to the film Lion. It's by first-time director Garth Davis. It's a really remarkable film. Comes out on November 25th, and the digital version, at least, of the score will be out the same day. So, Dustin, you know, the string playing, the piano, the electronics. I mean, a lot of these are the signature sounds of this score, it seems.
Yeah, Volker did some recording in his studio with the violin player, and this theme is a recurring theme that comes back, which represents this train journey, which basically changes his whole life. In a lot of the film, there's a lot of attention paid to how a theme's developed throughout the film. There's a lot of subconscious sort of seeding of a small theme that develops later, and it was a really nice way to work with Garth, because he was really conscious of how to connect all of these emotions and these feelings. So there's three sort of reoccurring themes in the film that we really connect a lot of the two halves of the film.
Mm-hmm. One of those, of course, would be the lion theme, which we heard at the start here. Who came up with that?
Well, it's a mixture out of the two of us. I mean, we did many approaches for the opening, and in a way, this theme was maybe coming out of like a scene that we did a little later, and we felt like the melody in that scene is very nice, so we put that to the opening and rearranged the strings. And it's a lot of times like that you find things during the process of developing things. And I think with Dustin and me, it was very nice because we, you know, there was not ever a moment where we had the feeling that we have to, that we are attached to something if it doesn't make sense.
Right.
You know, which I think is very important.
So that opening theme, you sort of worked backwards to get that from something.
Yeah, it was something that we actually, Garth really wanted to find a theme that could really represent the whole journey of the film. And so we were always sort of searching for this one piece of music. And it was interesting because the piece of music modulates in a way that it never resolves. So you can sort of play it forever. It just kind of goes through these modulations. And that in a way was sort of the combined work of Volker and I, because we both sort of came up with different chords, and combined it just became this sort of never-ending piece. And it was perfect because there was a movement to it, but the story is a journey with an ending, but the ending is sort of a beginning as well.
Right,
so it's really this circular feeling, and we wanted to represent that in the film. And when we finally sort of cracked it, Garth was like, "This is it." So we started using that throughout the film.
So we opened with the initial statement of the theme, but it comes back, as you say, many times and in many different forms. In this section, which takes place at the river, he's still in India.
Yeah.
This is one of the first kind of reiterations of that theme. Thank you. So that cue is called River, again from the film called Lion, featuring a score by Dustin O'Halloran and Hauschka, both of whom are with me here in the Soundcheck studio. So for me, having watched the film, while I was watching the film, I was already noticing that recurring set of arpeggiated chords, and it seemed to signify, if not home, at least a kind of longing for home, because you hear it the first time when he is at home.
Yeah.
And then every time it comes back, it's either when some other obstacle has occurred or some other obstacle has been surmounted. Right. Was that intentional? Was that the meaning of the theme for you guys?
Yeah, in a way, yes. And it was also, I think it was standing for the feeling maybe that we had directly when we watched the movie the first time and we did a kind of spotting session. We were nearly, I wouldn't say crying, but we were like just speechless at some moment. And I think, and that's still happening, even now I've watched the movie three or four times. It's something that rests in you, like a longing for home or like getting a relief of, being disconnected from. Mm. And I think in a way the music, this theme particularly, gives you a little bit that sense of, longing for relief. And maybe there's some harmony in it, but there's also some sadness in it.
Well, we initially hear it on piano. Mm-hmm. There it's guitar.
Harp. Yeah. And prepared piano.
Yes.
And
So I was going to ask, what is the percussion there? Is that you, Volker, as the prepared piano?
Yeah.
All right. So that's, when I hear prepared piano in this soundtrack, I'm pretty clear on which of you that is. but how big a palette did you guys paint with, Dustin? I mean, there is harp, which we'll hear coming back. There's a pretty big string ensemble,
It's 20 strings. Yeah. And there's a lot of different configurations. With just the piano itself, we recorded grand piano, we recorded upright felted piano, we recorded prepared piano. That's sort of the heart of the score because it was a voice that could really work for one person's story. Mm-hmm. And then around it, we have different ensembles. We have quartet, we have solo strings, and the biggest ensemble we used is 20. We never wanted it to feel too big. Our challenge was always sort of keeping it restrained because it's a very emotional story. And
right.
The acting is very strong, so we didn't want to just cover it with this Hollywood kind of sound. We were always trying to keep it authentic, and to pull it back a little bit always felt better.
Right, and you mentioned the acting, and I should probably mention Dev Patel plays the grown-up version of Saru. Rooney Mara, Nicole Kidman, there's a very gifted Indian cast. Names won't be familiar, I assume, but those names certainly are. So the film is called Lion. You mentioned it can be a big ensemble, but it has a kind of restrained sound. And there's this piece called Searching Home, which doesn't sound like so much a statement of the theme as a variation on it. Called Searching Home from the score to the film Lion. Once again, Volker Bertelmann, a.k.a. Hauschka, and Dustin O'Halloran, responsible for the music. So, Dustin, that is kind of a variation on our theme.
Yeah, this is the third time that it happens in the film, and it's a constantly evolving theme, and there's a few different keys that it's played in, but also Volker's prepared piano gives so much texture to moments, especially when he's thinking about India. And India is such a textural country full of colors and there's dirt and material and the cloth and everything, and there's so much that I think is just evoked from his prepared piano.
Right. And the sights, the sounds, and the smells, and it is a smell that kind of, it's a piece of food that triggers the adult Saru's sudden opening of like long locked memories that sets him on this path of searching for home.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of home, Volker, you're in Germany.
Yes.
Dustin, you're kind of between, right?
Yeah, and I'm spending time in Los Angeles as well, but I've been in Berlin for 10 years.
Right. So how did the working process, did you guys work in your own studios and like send files to each other? What was the process like?
Well, we started in the beginning. I think it was very important that we both got a kind of statement for ourselves. I think it's always good when you just, you know, get a clear head without anybody interfering. And I think that was straight away we were talking about how we want to work. We both said, let's work first in our own studios. And then Dustin's studio in L.A. was getting ready. And then we said, okay, like when we were sending files back and forth and, you know, exchanging already ideas. But it was still like, you know, more like a sound pool of motives and sounds. And we got together in L.A. in the studio and, you know, we got more concrete into the cues.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of this was done without a big ensemble of musicians, or at least the initial.
Just sitting, Volker and I just sitting in the room and just really carving it out. And
on keyboards?
We had two pianos in the studio. We sat a lot, you know, we sat there a lot just sort of trying to unlock the harmonic key to the whole score. And I think that's something I don't think I could do that with very many people. Yeah. Really sit there and write music. And Volker and I have known each other for so long, and it was really nice to feel that comfort that we felt both very safe and nobody, you know, we could really just get into it. And I was really grateful because it's a emotionally heavy film to carry for one person. And in a sense, having two people really helped keep the stamina for this entire film because every cue is so delicate.
Well, now, I don't want to give people the wrong idea that this is all a set of variations on one theme. However, there is one more variation on the theme I want to play.
Okay.
And this is a scene called Memories. So we're getting, you know, well into the second half of the film here. And we're still hearing echoes of some of that opening music. Beautiful music from my guests Dustin O'Halloran and Hauschka from the film Lion. And actually, Dustin, in this excerpt, the harp actually sounds like a harp.
Yeah.
As opposed to the earlier piece where I guess you guys were actually trying to sound like a guitar,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, really.
Well, you fooled me. So the piece, you know, that melody, the way it keeps coming back, I mean, you talked about how it sort of helps with the emotional motion of the story, you know, paralleling what we're seeing on the screen. But there's something else that's going on in this score as it goes along, which is a kind of accumulation of sound, you know? And by the end, we're hearing pieces, Dustin, that reminded me of your band, Winged Victory for the Sullen.
Well, this is sort of a good point to reference how we were connecting thoughts and ideas, and I don't want to spoil the film, but this is the first moment that he starts to look on the computer and he's doing his first Google search. It's the first moment where he decides to really that he's going to try.
Right.
And as the film develops, the moment that he finds his home accidentally, Atomos 12 from A Winged Victory for the Sullen plays. And this is just seeding a very small piece of that so that when he does find his home, it's the blossomed, developed theme of that.
Well, the way you guys planted those seeds and the music that's kind of sprouted from it seems to have gone down pretty well because Hollywood Reporter and Variety are both listing you guys as front runners in the upcoming awards season.
Well, we shall see. But it's nice to be considered, and I think both of us are really proud of this film. I think it's rare that you get to make a film on this level that has so much meaning. We put a lot of heart into it, and I think everybody puts so much heart into it. So whether there's awards there or not, we feel really lucky to be able to work on it and that it's recognized because it's rare you get to do that.
So how much music did you guys write for this? Because usually, you know, composers don't write 30-second pieces, you know?
Yeah.
You write something in several minutes and they use 20 or 30 seconds. Is there a lot more where this came from?
I think when a cue is like 2 minutes long, you don't write 5 minutes and then you cut it back because a cue needs, in a way, the same development as a piece.
So you actually do have to write a 30-second piece.
Yes, you have to. And in a way, sometimes you're lucky that whatever sound source is, for example, when you work with drones, it's much easier because you just put the drone in and you do a fade-in, fade-out kind of thing, and it works a lot of times pretty well. But in our case, it was much more difficult because we had to write scenes like music on the spot. We hardly used MIDI. So a lot of times Dustin and me were sitting on the piano and playing along with a picture. And the difficulty about that is that you have to actually step back in certain moments and then you slowly get back in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes the score so, for me personally as well, very special because I'm experiencing nearly every moment of working on the score. In other scores, maybe you know, of course you remember it, that you've done it, but a lot of times it's just, you know, you're working and you're trying to move things, and when you work on MIDI, everything is, in a way, movable.
Right.
But when you play it, like in real time, you do one mistake and it has to, you know.
Yeah, a lot of the film is single performances of the piano in real time that we did to picture, and it was the way that we could sort of get into this push and pull of emotional space. Whenever we tried to straighten it out, it never worked, and it was the only way that we could get that delicate balance of emotion in there.
And then adding the other instruments later, was that done in L.A.?
We did that in Europe. We did strings and harp.
Yeah.
And then we played everything else ourselves pretty much.
So there is some, you know, there's some electronics, there are drones and things like that, which both of you have used. But then there's also this kind of, you know, I mean, with A Winged Victory for the Sullen, Dustin, you know, you guys have got this kind of grand cinematic, you know, the build up to the big climax.
Yeah.
And there is some of that in this score, even apart from the actual Winged Victory pieces on it.
Yeah, it's something that comes with creating some of these guitar drones, and I think that working with Winged Victory, I've learned a lot of experimenting with sound. We took some of that approach, and actually with Volker, he was creating some of these swells with the piano, and we were processing it, but it's actually
and
the
these
piano.
Pieces were sitting there already when the film, there was already an idea of the director, so in a way, it was also very, for us, something where you feel straight away the piece is so strong in that position that, you know, we were looking at it and we said, no way. I mean, there's no way that we should actually deliver something and replace this piece, you know, because why should you? I mean, if there's something already excellent and on the spot.
So is the piece falling downward one of those moments?
Yeah, I mean, that's a moment that actually Volker and I really worked together. We found that creating something that had a lot of space, and there wasn't so much melodic information, also gave a lot of space to the feeling of the film. and it helped it just breathe.
And I don't know if you, when you watched it and the boy is running and you hear these slow string swells, I actually feel the tension in me because the emotional swells are creating this like warmth, but then at the same time you see somebody running and
right.
being in rage in a way, you know. I think that was a that is a big part of the movie.
Well, and that's something that, you know, we saw 40 years ago with Einstein on the beach, the sort of the collision of imagery that moves very, very slowly on the stage with music that's chugging along as fast as it can. Can be a very, very disconcerting thing, but it can also be a real kind of energizing way to experience a piece of art. In this case, we're talking about the movie Lion, and this excerpt from the score is Falling Downward. Music from the film Lion by Dustin O'Halloran and Hauschka. That is the way they're credited. But Volker, how did you... I know I've asked you this before, but why the name Hauschka?
Because I'm, you know, as a, when I started preparing the piano and I wanted to, you know, release my first record, I felt like my own name somehow doesn't reflect what I'm doing. I wanted to have a kind of name that is in a way... where you don't know if it's a woman, a man, a band, or... So I wanted to keep it quite open. But I have to say, the more I'm getting closer to, you know, composing and, you know, making, writing music for classical ensembles or for movies, I have the feeling that maybe I should, you know, separate these two things because, in a way, the having a band name also protects your own art form in a way.
Yeah.
So I'm open... to develop in that sense, you know, but Hauschka is a Czech last name, actually.
It's a Czech name?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Dustin, you have no such problem because you do have the two, you know, you have a winged victory for the Sullivan, for the Sullen, and then your own work.
Yeah.
Although the streams cross here.
Yeah, well, it's getting harder to separate it as well. You know, inevitably, your history becomes a part of you, and so I think that I mean, in this film, it was a case that it was warranted and it was needed to kind of bring that sound forward. For my own solo work, that'll be a bigger challenge.
So whose decision was it to put Atomos 12 and Atomos 7 in the score?
That was Garth. Garth always was attracted to those. So,
okay. Yeah, and it was the same with. You know, the pieces that I've done or where my input was maybe more than in the other pieces that he actually wanted to have everything that I'm, you know, that I can bring in, which is not always the case. A lot of times that's too rich or too packed in a way, you know.
I appreciated Garth really let us experiment with a lot of things, and we got to do, you know, in some places a very experimental type score. And it works great, and it was really nice to have that freedom.
Well, this is a piece from A Winged Victory for the Sullen that has kind of wedged itself into the Dustin O'Halloran Hauschka score to the film Lion. Some music from the band A Winged Victory for the Sullen, which includes Dustin O'Halloran, Atomos 7. What record is that from originally?
It's from Atomos.
It's from Atomos, yeah, of course. Yeah. So Dustin and Hauschka responsible for the score to the new film called The Lion, directed by Garth Davis, starring Dev Patel, Rooney Mara, Nicole Kidman, and others. Comes out on Friday, November 25th, and the score, at least the digital version, same day.
Yeah, we hope.
And then plans afoot for what?
I think there'll be some vinyl, probably some CDs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about for the two of you? I mean, you know, composing is very often a solitary job, you know? So I assume that even while you guys were doing this, you had other things going on. What's up next?
Well, I'm releasing a new record on the 31st of March. So I worked, you know, on that. And I did a couple of more movies during in this whole year. And I wrote a cello concerto for a cellist called Nicholas Hauschka.
Now you're just bragging.
I'm
now
sorry.
You're just showing off. I wrote a cello concerto.
Yeah, no, it was just something that I... So there was a lot of things happening.
Yeah. You know? Dustin?
Well, actually, Adam from A Winged Victory for the Sullen, we just released a score for a French film called Iris. Right after that, I did season 3 of Transparent, which I've been working on.
Yeah. Well, to the two of you, much success with, you know, all these various projects, and congratulations on the score to Lion. It's really terrific.
Thank you so
much.
Great
to see both of you.
Thank you, John.
We'll wrap up with yet another and a final sort of restating of the opening theme. This is Mother from the score to the film Lion. That does it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but there's much more on our website, our weekly music roundup, our daily gig alerts, and of course, our Soundcheck podcasts, bringing you live music and videos and lots more. That's at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.